Blog Talk Radio.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life, all your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. All the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come?
Sunday evening all across this beautiful land and world of ours on Journey into the Light. I'm your host, Michael Long, and we got a brand new guest that is really been excited about bringing on to the show, Julia Carmen is her name, Seer of the Soul. She's going to explain what all that is and what she does here on this show on Journey into Light. And if you would like to reach her privately for sessions and things that she does, we do have listed here on the show page itself, besides the bio, is the website and email address and phone number, all listed right here on the show page so that you can't miss it. So there you go there, and we're going to go to the phone lines now, and let's bring Julia on to the show. Julia, welcome to Journey into the Light.
Well, hello there, Michael. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. Thanks. It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
So far, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be great. I know we've talked before when we set all this up, but I really enjoyed our conversation. So I know I'm going to enjoy our weeks here on Journey into the Light. So, Julia, I always ask my brand new guest to let the listeners know kind of about yourself, kind of how you got started doing what you're doing and what you're doing now. And we'll just kind of go from there, if that's all right.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, again, my name is Julia Carmen, and yo soy una curandera del alma, which is the seer of the soul. And like a lot of curanderas, this is something that I was, I'm a Latina native, and so it was handed down from the women in my family. And curanderas are seers. So like for you, Michael, let's just put it this way, you would be considered a curandera del voz, you know, the voice maybe, yeah? So you're the seer of the voice kind of deal, yeah? So actually, this, like again, this was handed down through the mothers in my family, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, and so on. The challenging part was that because of it not being safe for my ancestors to express their curanderitas and their work, it pretty much went underground for a long time, and curanderas were considered, you know, in a negative tone for a long time, and maybe even now too, I don't know. And so when I was growing up, like a lot of people that can see, y'all just don't think nobody else can see what you can't see. So I never thought about being able to see everything. And so my mom, bless her heart, she's still alive, she tried to shut it down out of fear of making sure that I was safe. So it took a long time for me to really come out and really express who I be. That is that I see everything. So somebody asked me if I'm clairvoyant. I see, feel, hear everything. You name it, I see it and feel it. And have a knowing about it. So being in a human body, sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge because it all comes in through frequency, yeah? So in a nutshell, that's me. So that's it, Michael. I got nothing else. I so far, yeah. Yeah, but I mean.
Oh. Yeah, right. I understand.
I mean,
yeah.
I can go on and on. It's only a 30-minute show, so.
Yeah. No, that's good. So my first question would be then, what is the difference of seer of the soul and, say, a psychic? What would be the differences?
Well, a curandera is, like, again, has different modalities. So some deal with just the body, some deal with, you know, I don't know. So psychics usually are either clairvoyant or they could be all, yeah. So a lot of psychics do reading, yeah. And I'm not saying I don't do those. So mine is more of a specialty of the all, if that makes any sense. So when people come to me, it's that I talk directly to their soul self of being. So I have access to the beginning of time to the end of time of their soul, which is different than maybe somebody else that's specialized. I kind of look at all those that be as specializing in something. And somebody asked me that the other day after I mentioned it. They go, what's the difference in a curandera and a psychic? I said, well, for me, for myself, the alma, curandera del alma, seer of the soul, if you could look at me as your GP, general practitioner, meaning I'm able to see all of it and then kind of go, I see something here, the frequency of this over here, and then I will share with you what that might that be that needs to be moved or healed, or I may even refer out to someone else and say, you know, you really need to go see the doctor about blah, blah, blah. Or, yeah, I do know something's going to come up. I just don't know what that is in the moment until I go, what I call go in and then see. So I'm able to see everything. So psychics usually have a specialty. And I'm not talking about all psychics. Everybody's different, yeah? So just different, not better, just different, yeah.
Right. Okay. So you can see someone comes to you. You can see from their soul from the start till now. You can see their life travels.
Well, even in the future. Yeah. So I have access to the all.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's kind of annoying because I've had to recognize the fact just because I know doesn't mean I have to share. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Yeah, just kind of like, you don't have to tell people anything. Because going out, outdoors, I have to, now I'm in my 60s plus, so I've done a lot of, you know, what I call calibrating and readjusting. But I used to have a really very difficult time in crowds, even when I was younger, real sensitive, yeah. So as I moved through the years and had a lot of non-physical guides, and a few mentors along the way in the physical realm, you know, that was very useful and helpful to realize that, hey, you know, there's all that stuff coming in, and, you know, you got to quiet, shh. And then I could discern who comes into my sphere and who cannot, yeah. So when I say I go in with someone, somebody will say, well, what am I going to get out of the reading, you know? And I'm going, well, let's sit, because I personally – in the moment before the reading, don't really know who's going to come in. It could be your ancestors, could be whatever. But what I basically do is I like to ask people, I send people some questions. They're really 10 powerful questions, and I'll share one today. And I don't need to know the answers to those questions. I do that for them. So if they can get the most out of their reading or out of the work that we're going to do. So then they can call whomever they need to call, whether, again, it's an ancestor or an angel or an, you know, a spirit animal or whatever comes through. Because there's, you know, Michael, we have armies of people in the non-physical realm that totally love and adore us and think we're like the cat's meow. They think we're just like the best. So those are the people I want to come forth. Yeah, because there are some people in the non-physical realm that, I don't know, I don't deal with them. I just deal with the love and the light of the unconditional love of self and the all of the universal source. That's what I deal with. Anything else, I just don't want in my sphere. I already made that commitment with the all of the great I am. I'm not into, you know, slaying dragons, let's just put it there. Yeah, so... Does that good answer your question?
Yes, yeah, very much so. It's really interesting.
I have to be careful to go. I go, whoa, there you go, Julia.
No, I'm really drawn in by this. So, do you need someone's permission to, you know, see their, you know, soul from, like you're going to someone, like you're going to the grocery store and you bump into someone? Is this something where you all of a sudden see their life, or?
Oh, a long time ago? Heck yeah. I mean, you know what? The only way I could describe it, this is like the real cool thing, because one of my friends, like 30 years ago, said, how does it feel? And then that's right after when that, maybe it was 30 years ago, right? Yeah, when Ghost came out and Whoopi Goldberg, right?
All right.
And she goes, is it like Whoopi Goldberg and all these people? I said, oh, hell yeah, that's the way it was. So that's the way it was at the beginning. It was like, what the F? What? Ah! And I used to freak my poor daughter out. She's close to 40 now. But when she was little, I would constantly jump in. I looked like somebody on crack or something, and I never did any drugs. But And she goes, what's the matter? I thought, oh, I don't know. These people are just showing up. She goes, Mom, can't you control that? And then that's when I realized I needed some assistance. So, I found people that were by non-physical people. And, again, some of my mentors that I met through the years that said, hey, we could help you with that. And so, no, I don't, when I go somewhere, no, I just close everything down and, no, I don't get into anybody's fear. And even if they invite me to come in, I may not want to work with them. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just learning who goes into that sacred space. Because when you're doing, when I'm doing a reading and I go in, we're in each other's, it's a sacred space. It's no joke. It's not funny. You know what I mean? It's not fun and games. Mm-hmm. You know that we myself and the other person, or myself, and like I do retreats in Hawaii and the Bay Area. I'm in what I call in. When I teach, I have students doing. I'm in, and we are. It's an intimate soul, alma, sacred movement. Yeah. So going out in public. I don't want nobody in there, and I don't want to get into your stuff. No, thank you. So that's a good question, though, because way back then, I remember.
Because I'd imagine that would be really draining, you know, because, I mean, people's lives, I mean, most people have lived, especially, you know, have lived, you know, a lot of tragedy in lives. I mean, I know I have. It's just about everybody I know has had tragedy. Mm-hmm. And if you saw that, everybody, that would just be so draining, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah. When I first started sitting with people, and I call it sitting because in Spanish it's cita, una cita, yeah? I did it for a few years, and then I had to take a time out because I went, whoa. Okay, I got boundaries. I noticed that a lot of seers have a real challenging time with boundaries and grounding themselves. It's not that they can't see. Oh, good Lord, they can see. But it's, you know, when they open up the door, see, that's a lot of these kids, like I have a son who's loaded. You know, he calls me up every, he lives in Hawaii, and he says, oh, Mom. And I said, yeah, babe, I understand. He goes, this is really tough. And I said, yeah, well, I'm here for you. And I have grandchildren that are seers. And it's so cool to be able to sit and talk story with them and help them do the adjusting. I wish I would have had somebody. My grandmother and my mother were afraid because they lived at a time where, especially my grandmother and my great-grandmother, who I did not know, where you could get killed. You know, in these little pueblos for being who you be, yeah. So, you know, there was a lot of shutting down. So, you know, when my children and my grandchildren, I knew what to do to help them and hold that space for them and help ground them. I love working with kids because they're just like, you can see that? And I go, how happy? Yeah, come on, mijo, let's move this over here. Let's move that over there. Oh, that, I love that. Next year, in 2018, I'm going to start working with the kids, and I'm real excited about that because there's a lot of need for that. There's so many children out there, Michael, that parents don't know what to do with because the kids are coming home crying from school. They're seeing things, and, you know, they're medicating them because they really don't need medication. They're just seeing, yeah, things. And sometimes the parents aren't equipped for that. Yeah, so anyways.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this is a genetic component that's handed down, you know, through each, you know, each child? Or do you see breaks? Do you see some kids in your family lineage that don't have this gift?
Well, maybe in the past, yeah. But if you have any children or grandchildren that are born now, they're all, like, there, depending on, because each person has, like, you have a frequency. If I tap into your, that's how everything's frequency, light, and energy, yeah? So when I talk story with somebody, when I visit with somebody, just anybody, there's a frequency that you have, and that's how I can, and it's unique, just like a thumbprint, yeah? It's like, and nobody else had that frequency. Like, if you came up from behind me one day, like next week, I would know it's you by your frequency. Now, will I physically know who you are? No, but the, if you want to call it the gift, is being able to hear that. Yeah. So all the children that are coming in right now are coming in with the frequency of the all-knowing. They don't know. They don't know that there is. They don't even know there's a third dimension. It's all one. Yeah. And that those of you that are listening that have kind of been following all this, what's been going on, the all the dimensions collapsed. We're all in one. Yeah. I mean, and if you get quiet enough, you see, and then you do what you need to do. Yeah. So in the knowing of the all, which is your Atma, which is your soul self, there is no point of reference. The only point of reference we have is our brain, which is great. I want my brain. I like that I have some data up there. But anytime you go anywhere that's familiar, you're always looking for the point of reference. Yeah, that's how you know how to drive a car and brush teeth every day, thank goodness. But in your Atma self, there is no point of reference, so you get to be wherever you want to be. Yeah, it's really pretty cool. I love being in that realm of being, because it's like being a child in a lot of ways, seeing something new for the first time. Yeah. So I've sat with thousands of people through the years, and I'll tell you, there's been similarities, but there's never been two readings exactly alike, ever. And that's because of the uniqueness of you. Yeah, as a human being, as a soul self, as the heart, because all those three go together, yeah?
Right, right. So do you see people just in person, or do you take, you know, do readings through phone calls and things, or how do you work?
Yeah, I do Skype, phone calls, and in person. So when I travel often, so when I'm in the Bay Area, I let people know, and if they want to come and, you know, have a session, then I have a place there. And then when I head out to Hawaii, I let people know, and then people come on over. But, so I do all of those, Skype, phone, and in person. The things that I really work on now, because I'd like to get more people, and I'm going to myself, is retreats that I do in Hawaii. Those are like the bomb. But I only have a maximum of 6 persons in each retreat, because we do our thing there. It's pretty amazing. It's especially on that big island of Hawaii. I mean, oh, have you seen, Michael, the volcano? Oh, my gosh. That chica is doing her thing. That Pele, she's doing her thing. I'm not there right now. So, and in a way, I'm kind of glad I'm not there, because I live on that side of the island where, not too far from where the volcano is, and I'm real sensitive, and it's like, well, okay, the energies are real strong, because the volcano destroys. If you have something you want to release, oh man, you'll do it on that big island. Yeah, it's a very magical island on the side the volcano's on.
Wow. So what island is that on?
The big island, which is called Hawaii. Oh, she loves men. I'm not saying she doesn't like women. She just loves men. So I'm actually having a men's retreat called Ahakani, Hawaii. Ahakani means what? Why man? What man? Hawaiian words are, you know, they don't have a lot. Just like Spanish, don't have a lot. It's what it means. Why man, what man, yeah. And I'm going to take the men out into the jungle with my son, who's going to do some spearfishing, snorkeling, and we're going to go to some sacred sites, Waipio Valley, Green Sands. Oh, it's going to be amazing. Anyways, that's what's on my mind. I never quite go any further than what's on my mind.
Yeah, that's amazing. This is really,
well, Michael,
Mm-hmm.
I think the school, I have a school. It's called the School Without Walls. And people go, well, where's your school? And I said, it's the School Without Walls. And they go, but where is your school? It's wherever I'm at. And they go, oh, it's not a brick and mortar, you know. So, And then he goes, what is your specialty? What's your thing? I said, you are. And they go, what do you mean? You know, like, you came to me, Michael. He would say, well, you know, like, what's your specialty? You are. Your soul self who's in front of me in that moment. Yeah? Because you're the most important person.
Right.
If you're in front of me or you're in a group, I'm there. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much what I do. Yeah.
Well, great. Yeah. So how best can people reach you? What is different ways best to reach you?
Oh, okay. They can call me at my number, which is 650-898-8135. And they actually can Google Julia Carmen or theschoolwithoutwalls.net. There is another School Without Walls. Yeah, I think it's in Africa, but that's like a real school, but it is outside, yeah. But that's the one you're looking for, not that one. But, yeah. And, Mm-hmm. I also want to share with everybody that I raised 5 adult children, and I have 27 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. So, yeah, I have my own little tribe. Yeah.
I can see.
They go, what? And I go, heck yeah, we have a little party wherever we go. Yeah. So,
I imagine.
Yeah.
27 grandkids. Wow. 5 great grandkids. Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I got married when I was 10. That sounds not right. Yeah. But,
oh.
No, I'm kidding. No.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm messing with you, man.
Oh, okay.
No, I got married young. Just put it that way. No.
Okay.
No. Just there you go. Oh gosh, this is not that kind of show, Julia.
You're funny.
No. Anyways.
Right.
I'm trying really hard because I've been known to say naughty words, and then I'm like, I'm censoring myself because my brain will gotta go into interesting places, and I'll go, what the? Did I say that? Oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? Yeah, so. Anyways, so there was 10 questions. The first question I want to ask and put out there before we go, so maybe you want to think about it, you folks, and that is, number one question, what is it that you want? I have 9 more, but just got to check that out for this week.
All right, but what is it you want? Well, okay.
Yeah, what do you want? Yeah, if you're coming to get a, you know, a reading from me or anyone, or you're going to go do whatever you want to do, what is it that you want? Because a lot of people come to me and they tell me what they don't want. And that's when I went, no, what do you want? Okay, I got that. You don't want to, you know, like another, you know, whatever
right.
this or da, da, da. Yeah, I got that, you know. And,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, and most people say I want
yeah.
peace, love, and happiness. And I go, well, peace, love, and happiness is like totally different for every single person. Be more specific.
Right.
So what is it that you want? Those of you listening.
All right. Yeah, that's a great question. You will be back next week, so we'll look forward to our next show. So we'll be doing more next week. So very much look forward to it. So have enjoyed your
right
first
on.
Show. Very much.
Okay, right on. Thank
very
you,
amazing.
Michael, for having me on. And we will talk story again next week. Sounds good.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay.
Okay.
Have a great week. Okay.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. That was fantastic. And again, Julia's website, contact information is all listed right here on the show page. This segment will end now, and I'll be live in 1 hour, okay? 1 hour will be live with Oceana. Thanks for listening, everybody.